Last week, there was a sobering report in the journal Science. If fishing around the world continues at its present pace, the report said, there will be a global collapse of all species currently fished by the year 2050. This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, November 9th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, what have fish got to do with it? Most of us probably don't think very often about fish, except when one's on the plate in front of us. But there's nothing like absence to make you think hard about what's missing. 40 years from now, in order to think about the fish that aren't around anymore, maybe people will turn to one particular poem by Mark Doty. The poem comes out of an experience that, to us in 2006, is still very ordinary. Not long ago, Mark Doty was shopping
and found myself stopped by the fish counter.
On display in front of Mark Doty was a bunch of mackerel,
all on crushed ice, and I was just sort of standing there leaning into my cart, daydreaming about the look of these creatures until finally, you know, somebody next to me said, excuse me, you know, they wanted to get on with their shopping.
But Mark Doty couldn't get the mackerel out of his mind. On the way home, he started thinking up phrases to describe their luminous bodies. And those phrases turned into a poetic meditation about
the problem of individuality and collectivity. What does it mean to be one among many?
His poem is called A Display of Mackerel.
They lie in parallel rows on ice, head to tail, each a foot of luminosity, barred with black bands, which divide the scale's radiant sections like seams of lead in a Tiffany window. Iridescent, watery prismatics. Think abalone, the wildly rainbowed mirror of a soap bubble sphere. Think sun on gasoline. Splendor and splendor. And not a one in any way distinguished from the other. Nothing about them of individuality. Instead, they're all exact expressions of the one soul, each a perfect fulfillment of heaven's template, mackerel essence. As if, after a lifetime arriving at this enameling, the jewelers made uncountable examples, each as intricate in its oily fabulation as the one before. Suppose we could iridesce like these and lose ourselves entirely in the universe of shimmer. Would you want to be yourself only, unduplicatable, doomed to be lost? They'd prefer, plainly, to be flashing participants, multitudinous. Even now, they seem to be bolting forward, heedless of stasis. They don't care they're dead and nearly frozen, just as presumably they didn't care that they were living. All for all, the rainbowed school and its acres of brilliant classrooms, in which no verb is singular or everyone is. How happy they seem, even on ice, to be together, selfless, which is the price of gleaming.
Mark Doty reading his poem, A Display of Mackerel. His latest book of poems is called School of the Arts, out from HarperCollins. Now, you wouldn't think that fish would lend themselves to meditations on individuality, but Mark Doty is not alone. Individual fish worked their way into the late Richard Hugo's poetry as well. There's a poem of Hugo's called Trout.
It's a tremendously artfully composed poem. It's very carefully rhymed. The rhymes sort of appear and vanish sonically in the same way that a trout appears and vanishes in a stream.
That's poet Robert Wrigley, who a long time ago was a student of Richard Hugo's. Wrigley says that even though Trout was written from the point of view of a fisherman, it's not really about fish.
The poem's about identity, that elusive and probably even terrifying sense we every now and then have of our own selves.
It's not an easy poem. I've had some trouble with it myself, trying to catch what it's saying about the elusiveness of identity and our quest for it. Here's Robert Wrigley reading Richard Hugo's poem, Trout.
Quick and yet he moves like silt. I envy dreams that see his curving silver in the weeds. When stiff as snags, he blends with certain stones. When evening pulls the ceiling tight across his back, he leaps for bugs. I wedged hard water to validate his skin. Call it chrome. Say red is on his side like apples in a fog, gold gills. Swirls always looked one way until he carved the water into many kinds of current with his nerve-edged nose. And I have stared at steelhead teeth to know him, savage in his sea-run growth. To drug his facts, catalog his fins with wings and arms, to bleach the black back of the first I saw, and frame the cries that sent him snaking to oblivions of cress.
Trout by Richard Hugo, read by Robert Wrigley. Richard Hugo's poems are collected in Making Certain It Goes On, which is published by Norton. You can also read some of his poems on our website, poetryfoundation.org, where you can also find poetry news, features, and lots more audio. Send us an email about this program at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.